Hey, here we go. 8:49, Brock Hunter.
It is.
It is. It's Friday. It's
we did it,
close
man.
To the weekend, man.
We effing did it.
Dude, you know what the forecast for like the next year is?
It's gorgeous.
70 and sunny.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah, great weekend to get out there. Nice, gorgeous, you know, early summer weekend. I love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like we're in Aruba. You know Aruba, it only fluctuates like 3 degrees throughout the entire year.
Really?
At like 70, it goes from like 75 to like 78. I think it's Aruba. I'm pretty sure it's Aruba. But it's like one of the most best vacation spots because it's like you're guaranteed great weather. And it's sunny and 75 every single day.
See, 75 doesn't seem more like, for me, I like.
See, like, but I think it's hotter there, though. I think like the UV, or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
it feels hotter, huh?
It does. It's like
a warm
paradise.
75. It's a warm 75. Okay. Well, is that your way of asking me to go on a trip with you to Aruba? Is that what it is?
Yeah. You
Aruba,
you
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Anyway, all right. Enough of that. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. He's got your home. He's got your life. He's got your car, your boat. If you need it covered, let Chris cover it. He loves covering it. He's got it. Seriously.
Got you taken care of.
He's got you covered, man. Give him a call. He's still working hard for you. 269-408-8872. Plus, he is cute to boot. Chris.
What'd you say?
He said he's cute to boot. Plus, right. You see, you know, cute to boot. He's a cutie with the booty.
Sorry, Chris.
No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
You got a weirdo over here.
He loves it. He loves it. He's going to send me a winky face really soon here. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today. Boy, I didn't even someone looked. What about? Yeah, you just sing Aruba.
I see your camel toe. Wasn't that the old Bob and Tom song bit?
Oh, yeah, the old camel toe one? Yeah, that was, yeah. Looks like a pink taco. I see your camel toe. However that goes. Dude, it's so funny. I remember hearing that on the radio. Hearing it years ago. Yes. Looks like. Anyway, I got one. I got one for us. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sporking.
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 I don't know what a spork is. It's a half spoon and a half fork.
Yeah, spork. Sporking.
Which they should throw in a knife in there somehow, too.
Sporking. On the backside? Put a little knife
maybe,
in there?
Maybe on like the side of the spork, you know? You have it, you know, it's a little serrated.
Sometimes they do have a little serrated edge on there if you get the real fancy ones. Sporking.
Damn, forking. Dude, I don't know. I can't even guess.
It is, I think you're going to like this. It's the act of spooning with an erection.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Damn it. I should have known that.
Yeah.
Spooning.
With an erection, though. You got to, if you don't have the erection, it's not sporking. It's just spooning. That's all it is.
What are you spooning without an erection for? What are you doing? You sleeping?
I can't remember the last time I actually, like, you know.
Do you fall asleep spooning? Does anybody do that?
Yeah, we do. Wintertime is the only time it'll happen because otherwise Kiki is like 9,000 degrees in bed. But yeah, we'll fall asleep spooning.
How? It's the most uncomfortable position ever.
You gotta get, you know, your arm like under and in there and the pillow.
Unless there is a slit in the bed. Unless they cut the bed and you get a specialized bed, that position is not comfortable.
You do have a slit cut in your bed, but it's not up by your arm.
Oh, you son of a. You'd be a bastard. You know what I'm saying, though? Your left arm does not fall asleep.
No, it does. I mean, if I'm in the right position, I'm good. It's all about, you know, getting the right position.
I can spoon for a good, like, 5 minutes, and then I'm sitting there. I'm like, what am I doing? This is the most uncomfortable position ever. She's just there snoozing away because she'll be the little spoon, you know? You're all comfortable. You get to be in, you know, put your arms where you want, but being the guy.
And that's what I should specify is that I'm the little spoon always.
Oh,
it's comfortable.
I should have known that.
Yeah, I'm the little spoon every single time.
She's taller than you.
Example. Oh, you shut up. You shut up. Well, sporking always leads to porking. Am I right? There you go. There you go. By the way, Chris did send me a gif of Dumb and Dumber when he's at the bar putting out the vibe and he's sticking his ass out. I knew it. I knew he loved it. All right. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.